to the podcast. It's your host Lee. Hey, Alasia's back.
I was back last week.
He gonna say that every week.
She's back from her excursions. Miss CT out the side of Alasia. Slick Rick down at the bottom, holding down audio video. He's shooting in the new podcast room, just so y'all know. We're gonna be going some stuff from there very soon. So get ready for that. So let's talk. So, ladies, I heard this comment at work, and I want to see if y'all agree or don't agree. You engaged to be married, some shit don't work out. Do you get a ring back? Do you give the ring back? The engagement ring that he gave you, promising to marry you. Do you give it back?
No.
Because there's a lot of women at work was like,
nope.
Hell to the no.
Exactly. That's what I was just going to say.
And I'm like, why? Y'all ain't getting married. Y'all ain't together no more.
That's my damn ring.
That's your ring?
Yeah. You think I'm finna get that shit back so you can put it on somebody else's finger?
That's irrelevant.
Man, you better go choose another style for that bitch.
That's irrelevant.
Believe it or not, I've looked into this already because I seen that shit all on social media, right?
Have you? Because I have.
That's why I busted out laughing when you said that. So that's probably why they was talking about it.
Let's get into it then. So, let's go. What's up?
So technically, in certain states, I don't remember the states.
Go legal with this shit. The woman
has to give the ring back because that ring is a contractual agreement. So if you break the contract, you got to give the ring back.
Wait a minute. So let me ask this question.
If he break the contract,
does it matter who breaks the contract?
No. If the marriage does not go through,
okay, I lost sound. I can't hear y'all.
Check. Can you hear?
I can't hear nobody.
Might have to reset your stuff.
It can't be me because I'm sitting here. It's in and out. It's not actually going. It might be me. Shit.
Yeah.
Go ahead. Say peace. I'll catch up with you.
Can you hold on? Make sure you get your shit right. So, but yeah, legally in certain states, the ring is contractual agreement. And once, if the marriage does not go through, that man gets that ring back. So you can be sued and have to get that motherfucker back.
I flushed that shit down the toilet before I get back.
Oh, your ass heard that.
No, he didn't.
I didn't hear you. Go ahead. Say it again. I just heard you.
Tell him what you said, Talane.
I said, I flushed that shit down the toilet before I get back. You ain't getting that ring back. I'm sorry. You gotta go find a whole other ring. You gonna try this shit
again.
No. No. That mean that
why are you keeping the ring?
That ring that you bought and you placed it on my finger.
Mm-hmm.
That was for me. A style for me.
Mm-hmm.
Custom for me.
Uh-huh.
No, you ain't getting it back.
What you got, ladies? Because you're looking all in the ceiling and the roof. And
because. All those stuff. Just get a little funky ring back. Like.
So in California requires the woman to give it back, but majority of other states is an implied gift.
Right.
Wow.
It's a gift.
So in California, you got to get that shit back.
Listen. Y'all, who even knows if this man is gonna propose to the next lady with this ring? Like that.
I mean, some of them do.
Okay, but that's just
something some of them do.
What you say? Put it off later.
What if they trying to finish it in? No. They could be trying to get that little reimbursement. Like, just let that man have the ring back. I'm not about to haggle you about no motherfucking ring. You really can have it back. Like,
look, he might need that $300 back.
He might.
$300. Bro, you need to do better if you're talking about $300. Do better. Or let that go. Let me go ahead and say that now.
Look, that's why you don't go all out on the engagement ring because you don't know if that shit going to go through.
Band. you spending at least a band to get a ring. Man.
Right. Come on,
man.
I don't know. I ain't never bought one, so.
I'm just saying. That's the going rate. Right now.
Yeah, sterling silver right there, 300. The Walmart got that engagement. I mean, I don't know. I ain't never had them, but I'm hoping somebody out there very grateful.
Sterling silver from Walmart. Yeah.
Some people wear sterling silver. Not too much, y'all. Not too much.
What? She said some people wear sterling silver. They do.
I heard her. Oh, shit. Mm-hmm. Lacey said, get that little funky ass ring back.
Give it back.
Talane said, it's mine.
It's mine.
Forever. Because it was an implied gift, like Rick said. He done went through the whole Google, and I'm sure he did.
Yeah, you know I did.
Yeah, he Googled.
Shit, I know people still running around here with their first wedding band on and they'll be married again.
What the fuck is that about?
They just switched their motherfucker and put it on the other hand.
I'm just like, why? I just want to get the money.
Give it back.
Get the money. What are we keeping it for?
I said it's
yeah. What you keeping it for? Why are you gonna have a constant amount on your hand?
Unless somebody passes away.
Yeah. Why?
If he pass away, okay. But if not, give that.
Damn,
shit.
You gotta die.
That nigga needs to die for me to keep it. You got to die.
I don't think I would want that shit back.
Why not?
Cause we look. You know, it was for that specific person. So
if I'm
on to the next, I don't want to give her. I don't want to re-gift because that's really what it is. Like it's a gift with it. It's a gift everybody with the implied. It's a gift with an implied outcome, I guess. But so I wouldn't want to give that shit to the next one because what if the next one actually see it at the house somewhere or whatever, right? And then be like. Where this come? Oh, you know, I told you that I was engaged one time before, and then you try to get ask her to marry you with that. She gonna be like, all, is this the one that you bought for that bitch?
That's why you shouldn't do that wretched ass shit, anyways. Now, if you wasn't gonna do that, then that wouldn't even have to happen. It makes a lot of sense.
Hey, but I'm sure there's been someone that's done that.
I'm pretty
that's
sure it
saying.
Has, and they
slow. Yeah, I'm true. True. And let me throw a little log on the fire, too. So what if it was a family heirloom?
Oh.
Mother passed it down to the wife.
Yeah, that's different.
Okay, so y'all giving that shit back.
I give it back.
If somebody went out and bought it, y'all not giving it back.
No, I ain't getting nothing back.
So if it was bought specifically for you, that's my shit, basically.
That's
what
off,
you're saying.
That's off. Yeah. Okay.
Lee. What about you, Lee? If you would you want it back?
No. I wouldn't want it back. There's no need for me to get it back. That was one point in my life. I'm done with it. I don't need to have a constant reminder sitting on my dresser of a shit I some proposed to somebody.
Some
with.
Shit that didn't work.
Yeah, some shit that didn't work.
Like
I gotta look at that shit every day. Come on now. That shit going back to the store. K Jewelers, Jared, all of them. They getting that back.
Probably give you about 15% of what you paid for.
That's fine. I'm getting something out of it.
So,
except for a broken heart.
You know what I'm saying? It's specifically made for the person that you gave it to.
Uh-huh.
So, some people might get it back.
Uh-huh.
I ain't giving you nothing.
You get nothing from me.
Nothing.
Wow.
Get nothing but the hell out my face.
Right.
Wow.
You ain't gonna go put it on somebody else's finger.
What do that matter?
No.
What do it matter?
You know what? It really
you're not there. You're not in the picture. You gone.
It really don't matter. But the thing is. If she gonna be a simp like that and wear another bitch ring, that's
she probably won't even know.
ask you?
I don't think he would ever tell her. I know I would never tell. Hell no. Be like, shit.
If he do that.
Some people slow like that, they be like, look here, baby.
You right.
I bought you right. The girl. She wanted.
You want this?
You want this?
We get married tomorrow if you take this.
Then you got some women gonna be like, yeah, baby, I take it.
Yeah.
Because she won't.
You're probably right. Right.
Yeah.
You're right. Mm-hmm. I don't want it. If it's given back to me, then that's a whole nother story.
If it was gave back to you, would you give it to the next one?
Hell no. I'm going to the store to get my money back.
Exactly. Get the money.
Yeah, get the money back.
Get the money.
At least get some of the money back. Hell.
Right. Something. You gotta get something.
Somebody there. Pawn shop, something. Get some. Somebody get something. Shit. Yeah, I don't need that. Mm-mm. Like I say, that's a once in a lifetime just for you, blah, blah, blah. Ain't got that to do.
Just what if you get him the ring back and they meet somebody else.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, he might be like, no. This ain't the ring for her. So then he gonna go back, sell it back, get the money off of it, and then find her another ring. I mean, like, it all
that makes sense.
Yeah, it'll come together.
That's what I'm saying. What the fuck are you talking about? Get the money.
She's trying to go down another road. So I was like, okay, that's that makes sense.
Shut up, Blaze. Yeah.
Shut up, Blaze.
Get the money. Shit, I don't even understand what we're talking about.
Right. I mean, it's,
not getting
it's
a ring.
Conversation at work.
That's what we're talking
about. A lot of women said they wouldn't get a ring back at all. They didn't give a damn what was going on in life. You're probably right, Rick, to some degree. But some of these women was like, they was making they justifiable arguments about it. I was like, why y'all even thinking about this?
To tell them 304s that it's just because really they just all about themselves and the money. Because, I mean, that's something they shouldn't even really, like, I don't even understand the discussion about this.
This guy and this girl agreed to something. Yeah, we're going to spend the rest of our lives together. It's got to that point. And then all of a sudden, out of the blue, something happened. I don't give a damn what it was. Something happened. He cheated. She cheated. She got a better job. He got a better job. She couldn't move. He couldn't move. Whatever the situation was. And it didn't work out. Or they found out she got a kid outside of whatever. Something happened.
Oh, okay.
And it didn't work out.
So this was a real life scenario. Wasn't nothing just being discussed.
I don't know about the whole real life scenario thing.
Oh, okay.
But I do know that this was a conversation,
yeah,
amongst a group of girls and two guys, and all of them was like, yeah, I give it back. No, give me my shit back. No, you can't get it back. The whole night, they just going back and forth. And I'm sitting there, and of course, one of them folks, I was going to say something else, had to involve me in this conversation. And
they
I'm like,
they put the wrong one in it.
I'm like, why y'all keeping the ring? Yeah, it didn't work out. Why you keeping the ring? What you want a constant reminder? Like I was saying earlier, you want a constant reminder every day that somebody proposed to you, gave you a ring, and you looking at that shit every single day when it's on your hand when you wearing it.
So yeah. As a man, if I'm talking to a woman and I go in there and she still got a ring that another man gave her that didn't work out, I'm like, why you keeping it? Like you.
I mean,
you looking at it because when you look at that motherfucker, all you're gonna do is think about and reminisce about.
You're gonna reminisce about the time you got proposed to,
and how much you love him. And
that's just a little far fetched.
Yeah,
for the simple fact, people do get attached to.
Hold on, my camera right here. Let me.
Yeah, I'm not gonna be looking at no ring talking about some I used to love him.
Bitch, this shit fat.
That's what I'm saying. I'll be like that. Damn, that ring fat.
That's a pretty fucking ring,
That's it. That's all I'm thinking about.
Y'all get on my nerves.
Be like, girl, I remember when he gave it to me. He dropped down on one knee. You know, the fireworks were going off in the background.
In the words of fuck him.
I don't care what you say, but even if that's true, how your next man is gonna perceive you still having that.
And at the end of the day, what you telling him for?
Exactly.
I mean, why else would you have an engagement ring just laying around? You bought it for yourself?
It could have been passed down through the family.
First of all, if I don't wear it on my hand like it's an engagement ring, it's not an engagement ring. Bloop, switch it over.
That's what I'm saying. It can be on the other hand. Don't worry about how I got it. I had it before your ass got here.
And that's all you need
You need to know. That's all you need to know. Y'all talk too much. Quit telling everything.
Shit. My motherfuckers' feelings be hurt. Everybody want to know every goddamn thing.
Everybody
want
to know everything.
Don't you motherfuckers be hurting your own feelings. Relax.
It don't pertain to you. It could have been passed down.
Oh my God.
Through the family.
At some point, that shit's going to come out.
You got a valid point.
But there's some shit that'll come out.
What does it matter if I was engaged before and I still got this ring on? Like, really, what does it matter?
Because if the shit didn't work out, why you still need something that was gay to you by another man?
I mean, it's to wear.
It's to wear. Exactly. It's jewelry.
It's jewelry.
It's jewelry that meant something. You said yes.
But that shit don't mean nothing. When it don't mean nothing, it don't mean nothing.
But it meant something. You said yes. It meant something.
It's in the past.
The past is still a part of you that meant something. Your past means something.
The past is in the past. We can't go back and change.
Your past shapes your present and your future.
Shit. I wish I would let my past represent my present.
It does, though, but it affects you personality-wise because it's shit that you put up with in your past that you said, never again. I ain't never doing that shit again. So it shaped your present and your future.
Let me tell you something.
Let's go. Y'all finna make the Godfather come out of him.
The ring didn't mean anything. And y'all heard Kim Zolciak when she made that jit-ass song.
I don't know who that is. So.
Exactly. Gotcha. Bloop. See, I don't know none of that. Somebody else do. The ring didn't mean a thing.
Now, but it meant a lot. It meant a lot for you to say yes.
But if it didn't work out, what did it mean?
Nothing.
It didn't mean nothing. It didn't mean nothing.
It didn't mean nothing.
We're going to have to agree to disagree on this one because I can go all day on this.
It don't mean a damn thing.
Yeah. If it meant something, that shit would have worked.
But not it's always.
You
had relationships that meant something that didn't work.
So what if we was in a relationship and right before we broke up, I bought you some silk Ethica drawers.
Okay.
Then you go meet the new chick and get what you got on.
The damn drawers. You got another fucking drawers, man.
Shit.
The socks, the t-shirts,
none of that shit.
You ain't getting none of it back.
Yeah, you. I mean, that's shaping too. I'm wearing these same drawers I used to wear when we was together. And I'm finna impress her with the drawers.
I mean, but you can't compare drawers to motherfucking jewelry. You cannot compare drawers to jewelry.
In unison. Shit.
Y'all know that is nowhere near the same. That shit is nowhere near the same.
So you
in unison, yeah,
But look, I'm so motherfucking petty. If you was to ask for that shit back, I'd throw it to you. Huh, I don't need that shit.
You did need them, nigga. That's why I bought them. Fuck you. Yeah.
Damn, you couldn't have bought them just because you wanted to buy them for a motherfucker? I had to need them.
Just cause you needed them, nigga. Yeah. Just cause, goddamn it.
Yeah, just cause. Cause we already know a lot of y'all don't like to go buy that shit.
Hey, I ain't even gonna lie. I don't buy the expensive name brand shit. Give me my Hanes and I'm straight.
Shit, them too.
Give me my Hanes and I'm straight. I don't need the name brand.
But I bought you them Ethica because I thought you was really special. That's why you got them.
And if you ask for them back, I give them to you. Look, be like, you want them clean or dirty? Shit.
Shit. I want the motherfuckers dirty. Throw them away.
Trash. Y'all stupid. Clean or dirty.
She like, need me to take them off right now and give them to you, motherfucking shit. Yeah, or you want me to go wash them first?
So, yeah, the consensus was after this huge argument / debate / discussion was that the women weren't giving the ring back. That's what it boiled down to. They weren't giving it back. They didn't give a damn what happened. Whoever was at fault, it don't matter. They weren't giving the ring back.
Listen, if you're gonna bother me about the shit, you can have that motherfucker back.
No, it wasn't the point of bothering him. It was the point of
saying, if you're gonna do that, you definitely can have this motherfucker back.
Right. If I'm sitting here saying, hey, I need a ring back. Hey, I need that ring back. Let me get that ring back. Blah blah blah. Let me get that ring back. Then yeah, you can get this shit.
Here you go.
I ain't saying nothing about it.
Yeah, I probably keep it if I ain't saying nothing about it because I'm gonna get the damn money. I'm not gonna say it again. Get the damn money.
I wouldn't even be fucked up with that. If I was the one to gave it to, because I don't want that shit. Shit didn't work for a reason.
Going on about your business, and the other person going on about their business. At the end of the day, that's how it is.
Yep.
Shouldn't matter whoever does what with what. It doesn't matter.
Yeah, whatever. Yeah.
It was guys at work, literally cussing each other out about this ring thing. And I'm like, dude.
They ain't like
it's a ring. They went through the whole process of, oh, I don't work hard. This, you ain't gonna get my hard-earned money.
I spent my hard-earned money.
Yeah, all that old type shit. And I'm like, bro, you just stopped working after you gave the ring away.
Exactly. Right.
Like, that was your last day at work. I'm gonna go get married.
I'm gonna clean the account out just for this shit.
Right.
Oh, yeah. Shit. That nigga.
I'm like, come on now.
I didn't like that.
The ring was it. I came here just to get a ring and then I'm gonna quit.
Yeah.
Come on now. Come on.
Go back for that 6-month bonus and I'm out.
Yeah. Right? Get your 3 bands real quick and then quit. Anyway. That's how they do. But yeah. That argument never got solved because it was like you said, women said, yeah, I'm keeping it. Men was like, some of them was like, yeah, you should keep it. The other one was like, I need it back. I don't understand the whole need it back thing, but that was on them. So did y'all get to watch the Chris Rock special?
No. I ain't watched nothing. Ain't watched nothing.
We'll talk about that later. But y'all need to see that firsthand before we start talking about it.
Okay.
Because it's funny. And it's the truth. I think it's the truth. So and the point I liked about it, like he said, he didn't deal with it right off the bat. He just took the lick, kept it moving, let everybody say their thing. And then after a year, this came back up right around the same time, Oscar time. And now he want to drop the special and say, hey, this is how I felt that night when all this shit was popping off. So you need to watch it. He went in. But the part I didn't like about it was that Will Smith came after the fact saying that he felt as though he was being targeted and victimized and so forth and so on. After he then came back a year later.
So
he's the victim now.
Shit.
Yeah, y'all gotta watch it, and then we'll sit there and talk about it.
Yeah.
So you already seen it too?
Yeah. I watched it when as soon as it dropped.
Oh,
what is on Netflix?
Yeah,
it's on Netflix. It's a Netflix special, comedy special.
So it's gonna be funny.
We'll talk about
it's funny. it's funny to a point, and then after that point, it's like, hey, look, this is what happened to me. Let's address this issue because everybody been talking about it. Here's my take on what happened. And it just goes on for like 10 minutes straight. And when I say he went in, he went in.
Because why did he smack this man anyway? Like,
in the first place.
Yeah. This could have been avoided. Like,
dude.
Yeah, so y'all definitely gotta watch it so we can talk about it. Like, you're giving away too much. They gotta watch it first.
Okay. I ain't gonna say no more.
We still talking about this slap. That shit was unnecessary.
We still talking about a slap from a year ago.
Damn.
That happened on international TV, not just national TV. International TV.
Smack nobody all this time. That nigga wanna smack somebody now. That's the biggest smacking motherfuckers. But what is wrong with you?
That's why the name of the special was Selective Outrage, because out of all the people, it's kind of like in school when everybody getting on one person, and then it's like, oh, that person, like, out of everybody that's laughing and shit, I think I could whoop him, so he's gonna be the one I'm gonna attack.
Right.
That's what that shit was. Like, out of everybody that was talking.
Excuse me. He didn't Will go up there and slap Eddie Murphy. He didn't go up there and slap Eddie Murphy.
Man.
He knew better.
Man,
right?
He ain't gonna smack anybody fucking else.
Right. He smacked nobody but Chris Rock. He didn't go up there and smack Eddie Murphy.
No.
Eddie Murphy said, I know three things.
Man, I'll die with that shit.
Right?
All right. Yeah, we going too much into it.
I'm doing too much in it. So next week, let's hopefully talk about that. But next week, we're going to talk about being whipped and dickmatized. Get ready for that one.
Dickmatized.
We should have did that.
Dickmatized and whipped.
Y'all want to wait the next week? That should have been today.
Yeah, I'm gonna let y'all get that in. Get marinate on that. Might have some extra folks on here too when we talk about this.
Because I'm confused already.
What you confused?
Already confused? What you confused about, baby girl?
Y'all crazy.
Men being whipped. And women being dickmatized. That's what we're talking about next week. So be ready for that one. Because it was some conversations about that also. I got a lot of stuff going on at work.
Okay.
A lot of stuff going on at work. A lot of conversations going on at work.
That's why. Because everybody will be dickmatized at work.
All right, Lee, run the outro before we get off, before we start talking about it now. Because we'll go in.
Hey, so at the end of the day, like I always say, be somebody's person. If you need help, if you need counseling, go seek out counseling. Appreciate y'all watching the videos. Appreciate y'all subscribing. Appreciate y'all giving the thumbs up, thumbs down. Please leave comments in the comment section down below. And we're going to do this again next week. Hopefully get some clarity on some of this stuff that we've been talking about today, like the Chris Rock thing, which is couple of weeks old now, and we're gonna talk about women being dickmatized and fellas and guys being whipped, and we'll go on, take it on from there. So all right, y'all be good, be safe, and we'll holler at y'all next week. Peace.